Listen up, Cuddles, Han said. I don't know who you think you are, but on the Falcon. Uncle Han, look! Ben pointed at Killick Twilight. The bug stood holding the painting in its hands, running its antennae over the back where the Ewok had spit. It repeated the gesture several times, then emitted a sad little hum and returned the painting to the smuggling compartment. Han looked back at Tarfang. How'd you do that? The Ewok's only answer was an indignant snort. He spun around and started for the boarding ramp. Touchy little fellow, isn't he?
Tarfang is not a nice being.
Saba started after the Ewok.
But his captain can help us find Jaina and the others.
Han caught up to her outside, where C-3PO informed them that Luke had gone on ahead with Tarfang.
Despite Saba's assurances that Killick Twilight was perfectly safe now that someone had spit on it, Han asked the Nogri to stay with the painting. They dropped Ben at the shadow with Nana, then joined Luke, Mara, and Leia outside the blast-pocked carbon-scored disc of a small YT-1000 transport. They exchanged greetings all around, then climbed the boarding ramp into a surprisingly tidy airlock with all proper emergency equipment neatly stowed in a transparasteel rescue locker. Beyond the hatch, the interior of the main access corridor was lit only by two of the waxy shine balls the bugs used for illumination. By the green glow, Han could see that the Durasteel floor panels had been sanibuffed a little too well. There was a telltale shadow where the invisible seams came together over the smuggling compartments. Tarfang was waiting a few steps up the corridor. He grunted and waved them into the main cabin. Kneeling in front of an open engineering panel was a little jug-eared Celestin in a set of carbon-smeared utilities. Tarfang went to the Celestin's side and, coming to attention, cleared his throat.
Go on,
the Celestin spoke without looking away from his work.
I'm listening.
Tarfang launched into a lengthy explanation. Gesturing at Saba and Luke, even though the Celestin's attention remained fixed on the control board. Finally, the captain finished the attachment he was working on and turned to his visitors.
I'm Jai Jun, captain of the XR-808G. Tarfang tells me you're looking for someone to help you catch your friends.
To find them, Luke corrected.
I see. Well, it makes no difference.
June cast an annoyed glance in Tarfang's direction.
I'm afraid my first mate sometimes exceeds his authority.
Chihuahua.
Tarfang asked something in a disbelieving tone.
It's not the mate's responsibility to raise funds, June replied. You let me worry how we're going to pay for that vortex stabilizer.
A warp vortex stabilizer? Han asked, staying hidden in the shadows. For a YT this old? It can't be easy to come by one of those out here.